ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
So am I looking forward to the Mardi Challenge. If you're all set and ready, so am I. And hello to Maddie and Zach are in Summeritz in Switzerland. They've just texted in saying it's -4. And Lee from Mentone. Hi, Lee. Evening from the foothills of Adelaide. Could you send a quick shout-out to our hostess, Liz? She's an old-school friend from Cheltenham High School in Melbourne, and we reconnected at the school reunion last year after 57 years. Staying with Liz, we've discovered she's also a nightlife fan, so there you are. Good on you. All right, let's kick it off. 25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, bamboo. Bamboo. Category number 2, they might be giants. Category number 3, citrus fruits. Category number 4, hormones. Category number 5, capital C. All right, bamboo, they might be giants, citrus fruits, hormones, capital C. Stewie from Victor Harbour is going to kick us off as he's a very experienced opening bat. Hello, Stuart.
Okay, Phil. I've just had a bit of an injury. I've been off for a few weeks.
What happened? Did you fall over?
LBW.
Oh, really? Hit yourself with a hit with the own bat.
That poor bugger got killed, 17.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Let's not.
Sorry, man. It's just some weird things can happen, can't they?
Weird things happen in life. Strange things happen in life. Unexpected things happen
in life. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. Anyway, Phil, I should have mentioned that. Sorry.
What do you like? Bamboo, they might be giants, citrus fruits, capital C, hormones.
Capital C. I think I'll give the hormones a miss. I'll go capital C, thanks.
Capital C, question number 1. Which European capital is located primarily on the island of Zealand?
That's Copenhagen.
Correct.
I was there a few years ago, Phil.
Were you?
Yeah. No, I went with Chris. She went to Tivoli Gardens. I sat down and had a beer. The whole feel of the place was really good. I really liked the feel of Copenhagen.
There you go. Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
Yeah, it really felt... The people, and it just felt really good. I met a few, they're really nice people.
Anyway, that's enough. That's enough.
Anyway,
Copenhagen. Moving on.
Okay,
question number 2. We're staying with capital C.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Which world capital is nicknamed the City of 1,000 Minarets?
Truth. They all start with C, though, Phil.
I didn't say that. The category is capital C.
What's the category again?
Capital C.
Yeah, okay, you didn't say that, but it is that. I'm going to go Cairo, Phil.
Cairo is correct.
Oh, right, eh? Good, eh?
Good on you, Milo. Milo in the Blue Mountains says, oh, no, Phil, I thought you were going to say tonight's Dave's Discs would be Joy Division's first album.
is that good?
I have no idea. Stuart, question number 3. are we staying with capital C?
Yeah, stay with it, thanks, Phil.
Alternative proposals for the name of which city during its planning included Shakespeare, Maladney Purbain, and Wheat Wool Gold.
I'm going to go Canberra.
Correct.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
It was.
Was it Shakespeare? What else?
Maladney Purbain, which is a combination of Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, and Brisbane.
Yeah, okay. I wonder how they came to Canberra.
Because it's an old name that's associated with the area.
Yeah, I do like the name actually. I reckon it's all right actually. Well, better than what the other ones anyway. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Ray in the Bay had Canberra. Good. how many of our 25% of the world's population are stupid enough to play the 25% of the world's poker machines?
That's an incredible figure.
I know.
How did we do that?
I don't know how we got it. Well, I do, really. It's sort of Len Ainsworth really got us here, but anyway.
I think everyone should get a baseball bat and everyone smash one of them.
Question. Now, Stuart.
they're a bit of a social skill. They make some people's lives fairly miserable, Phil.
Question number 4.
Anyway, that's right. Yeah, okay, mate, I'll be quiet.
What's the capital city of Venezuela?
Oh, that's Caracas.
Correct. You're on a bit of a roll tonight, Stu. What's going on here?
I've had a synapse.
when you say you haven't been well, you've been on some sort of, you know,
I've been hormone infusion
or something.
I've been recuperating. No, it's pretty good.
You've been on the drip, I reckon.
A drip feed.
Question number five.
I'll see if I can get this, mate. I'm going to try to get a five.
You've never done five in a row, I don't think.
I reckon I've done eight. Was a bit seriously.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was a while ago, Phil.
You're talking yourself up and you haven't got here yet, Stuart. Question five.
Yeah, okay.
Capital C.
Yeah.
What's the commercial capital of Sri Lanka?
It'd have to be Colombo, wouldn't it?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, mate. Is that it, Colombo?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good.
All right, that's it. Five on the trot.
Okay, I'm finished because the hormones are going to get me.
Life is going to get tough from here, I can tell you. Question number six. So no more capital C. They probably did lead you to a comfortable place, that category. So we've got hormones, yeah, bamboo. They might be giants. Citrus fruits.
Actually, I might go, they might be giants, thanks, Phil.
They might be giants.
Yeah, or they might be.
Ray in the Bay says, call the Stuarts. It's time to swab, Stewie. Yeah.
Time to what?
Swab you.
What does that mean?
Swab?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever had to swab your horse, Stewie?
My horse?
Test for drugs, Stewie.
Oh, that's right. Which is, you reckon I'm
already gear. I'm already on to you anyway. As I say, I reckon you've been on.
I'm on the gear.
You're on the question six. They might be giants.
Okay, but
Rumble Buffin, Wimble Weather, and Father Time are giants from which series of children's books?
Oh, I think I'm wrong here, mate. I want to go Gulliver's Travels. So I just don't know.
It's not Gulliver. Not Gulliver, Stuart.
Okay, Phil.
Thanks,
well,
mate.
All the best.
Well,
thanks,
yes, thank you.
I'm going to go take some more drugs. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I know. Go, yes. Yes. Get the needle back in. See you, Andrew. See you, Stuart. Bye-bye. Yes, Canberra comes from one of the language groups in and around the district, wasn't it? The name Canberra, Canberry, isn't it? I think, and there are other spellings of it too. But it's associated with the area. That's where it is. Liz from Ballarat says, go Stewie, going great guns. Yes, he did. Dinah from Woodnelling says, Stewart is too good and too fast. Music to his ears, I'm sure. All righty, we're up to question number six. We've got off to a flying start here. Grey Man says Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division was number one, was it, on Triple J's first ever top 100. Yeah, well, Albo likes it, that's for sure. Sandra, no, that's not correct, Sandra. All right, let's move on here. Dave, who knows about these things, says it topped the Triple J 100, top 100 three times. Love Will Tear Us Apart, really? Okay. There you go. Marion in Leichhardt. Hi, Marion.
Oh, hello, Phil.
How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better, thanks.
Good. That's good to hear. We're up to question number six. They what? Might be giants.
Oh.
Rumble Buffin. Rumble Buffin, Wimble Weather, and Father Time are giants from which series of children's books?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm really enjoying the program.
Oh, good. Thanks.
I called for the bamboo section.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could go there if you knew who these giants were.
I haven't read a children's book for about 70 years, but I'll listen intently. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Marion. Bye-bye. Yes, thanks for the text. Canberra comes from the Indigenous Ngunnawal, an Ambri language meaning multiple things, but one of the meanings is meeting place. That's right. Lorella, thank you for that as well. Dean says, if we did have Shakespeare as the name of Australia's capital city, at what point in time or what year do you think we would have voted to change it via referendum? Well, judging on the popularity of and success of referendums, Dean, I think maybe never. Oh, dear. All right, Glenn in Penrith. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. The gentle giant, mate. They call me.
Do they? Who calls you that? I don't call you that. Who else?
Well, if you saw me, you would.
Oh, really? Okay. What's gentle about what's gentle about you, Glenn? You bump into things all the time. Question number six. They might be giants. Rumble, Buffin, Wimble, Weather, and Father Time are giants from which series of children's books?
Well, I've never heard any of their names. The only thing I can think of is that BFG, Roald Dahl's BFG.
Oh, right. Yeah, Big Friendly Giant, yeah.
Not
that? It's not a bad idea, but that's not correct, no. Glenn, just watch your way.
Have a good weekend.
Careful, watch your way on the way to the bedroom, all right? Okay. See you, mate. Bye. 1-300-800-222. John in Maitland. G'day, John.
Evening, Phil.
Evening. They might be giants. Rumble, Buffin, Wimble, Weather, and Father Time are giants from which series of children's books?
Yeah, all I can think of is Narnia by C.S. Lewis.
What's your answer? Which series of children's books?
Narnia. Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I'll give you, as you know, we're a stickler for correct answers here, John. What's the name of the series of children's books?
The Chronicles of Narnia.
That's it. Correct. Thank you. The Chronicles of Narnia. That's the one we wanted. Rumble, Buffin, Wimble, Weather, and Father Time are giants from the Chronicles of Narnia. Question number seven. They might be giants, but you can move to hormones, bamboo, citrus fruits, if you like.
No, hold on to giants.
They might be giants. In the Odyssey, Polyphemus is a member of which race of giants?
Cyclops?
Correct. Yes, the Cyclops. Very good, John. All right, question number eight. They might be giants. Someone had Roald Dahl. No, it's not Roald Dahl. Peter in East Melbourne says, I've always listened to the challenge the next day on the Listen app as work means I can't stay up to enter it. I thought you'd like to know there's a statue of the Hungarian soccer player Puskas next to AMI at Amy Park in Melbourne. Okay. Also, the Puskas Award goes to the player deemed to have scored the most beautiful goal of the year in world soccer, and it's awarded by FIFA. Is that right? I did not know that. The most beautiful goal. There you go. So I'm sorry, John, I was distracted by Peter's interesting text. Question number eight. They might be giants. Are we staying here?
Yes, please.
What sport do the San Francisco Giants play?
Gridiron?
Not gridiron, no. Sorry, John, thank you. No, not gridiron. Milo in the Blue Mountains says, Love Will Tear Us Apart was voted Triple J's Hot 100 as number one three times. Well, Milo says multiple times for consecutive years. In fact, it probably would have been voted number one more, but Triple J had to change the rules. He had to vote for a song released recently so as to stop Joy Division winning the vote all the time. Is that right? Interesting. We should get Albo on to talk about this stuff. He would know about all this, wouldn't he? Gee, there's been some interesting opinion pieces written about Joy Division in that T-shirt, hasn't there? Saying it. Imagine if he'd come down the stairs with the dead Kennedys on there. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Martin in Darlinghurst says, Evening, sir. Welcome to Darlinghurst. I found a lion in my wardrobe today. I asked, what are you doing? And the lion said, Narnia business. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Dave from Sonato. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good.
Start again. How are you going?
I'm all right. Yeah, Dave. I've been, been motoring along quite happily this week.
That's awesome. That's good news.
Yeah. But I'm usually in a pretty chipper state.
That's handy.
Until I'm not, and then I'll let you know.
Okay.
Question number eight. They might be giants. What sport do the San Francisco Giants play?
Baseball.
Baseball, yes.
Mm.
They do. They play baseball.
They They do.
I don't know why they're called the Giants, but they are. I don't know why the Western Sydney team in the AFL is called the Giants, because I think we just copied it from America, didn't we?
I'm guessing so. I don't know. They're not that tall. They don't look very tall on TV. It's nothing. It's not high. They must be copied.
Jackie says Nunawal is pronounced Noonawal. By the way, this is the Indigenous. The Indigenous people associated with the Canberra district. It's the only Noonawal word we have an audio recording of from a fluent speaker, so we know that much. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Ray in the base is just back on the Narnia series. He said, I only read the Reader's Digest edition, The Lion, the Witch. Boom, boom. I'll pay that, Ray. I'll pay that. Where are we? We're up to question number 9. They might be Giants.
What other categories have you got, Phil?
You're getting cold feet on Giants. Okay. We've got Bam.
I don't know.
No, it's up to you. We've got Bam. I'm agnostic on the whole matter. We've got bamboo, citrus fruits, or hormones. Or they might be Giants.
Look, I might go bamboo.
Bamboo?
Yeah.
Why not? Question number 9. Bamboo. Bamboo Airways is an airline from which country?
No idea. Let's go China.
Not China. No.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye. You had a choice there, didn't you? No, not China. Dave from Alcola. G'day, Dave.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Still resting on your laurels from the 8 in a row?
Yeah, pretty much. Thought I'd see how I go again, although I think I feel I'm heading for a duck at the moment.
Bamboo Airways is an airline from which country?
Oh, I would have said China. It's funny where you find bamboo other than China. Look, I'll just go with Vietnam.
Vietnam is correct. Yes, Vietnam is correct. Bamboo Airways is an airline from Vietnam, but if you had a choice, well, you find bamboo pretty much everywhere, don't you?
Well, they're in the street behind me.
Yeah. You find it in a neighbour I once lived next door to, unfortunately. Question number...
You lose sight of your neighbour pretty quickly if they're growing bamboo.
Yeah, I know, but the bamboo marches under the fence and into your place next door. It's very difficult to get back to combat.
Yep.
Question number 10, we're in bamboo.
Oh, yeah, I'll stay there.
A false thumb or enlarged wrist bone on which animal helps it grasp bamboo stalks?
Well, that'd be the giant panda.
The giant panda, correct. Yes, the giant panda. Nice work. Question number 11. Do you want to stay with bamboo?
Okay, thanks.
Barnsley in Campbell's Creek says, back to the smithereens question from last night. I first saw that word in 1967 at the British Museum. The Portland vase was smashed by a drunken Irishman. Was it? Barnsley, are you having me on? I think he might be. Question number 11, staying with bamboo.
Yep.
Developed in the 1100s by a Zen Buddhist monk, the traditional preparation of which beverage requires a bamboo whisk?
Would it be tea?
Not tea. No. Okay. Thanks, Dave. Good on you. Not tea. No. Bob and Vargo had the giant panda. Dinah from Woodnilling, the panda. Adrian had the panda. Lots of people. Jumped in on that. Lee of Brisbane sending me Lionel Messi jokes. No, that's too obvious, Lee. I think we have to do better than that. 1-300-800-222. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Developed in the 8 in the 11. What's that?
I need the last three and I get this one.
Developed in the 1100s by a Zen Buddhist monk, the traditional preparation of which beverage requires a bamboo whisk.
I'll just say tea.
Not tea. So, no, sorry, Karen, no, not tea. We've already had tea, haven't we? Peter from Bendigo, hello.
G'day, Phil, how are you tonight?
I am extremely well, Peter.
You sounded, when you mentioned the shirt that Elbo was wearing,
yes.
I reckon it just looks so out of place in the sense that he looked like he was trying to look like a young cool dude, and he looked like a dork.
Well, he looked like what every other middle-aged bloke looks like when you wear a band.
Middle-aged blokes that try, he had the wrong trousers on, and he just looked so...
He had his suit pants on, that's why.
Yeah, it just looked like so out of place. Plus, he was wearing a thing that promoting the rape of Jewish women.
No, Peter, let's not go there, Peter. We explained all this on the show the other night.
It's been reported. He knew about it.
There's a whole little story about this, and you know.
Yeah, and
if you want to go down that,
the right one, but I'm ready to answer the question.
Anyway,
but I am telling the right one.
Yeah, okay.
Woke leftists don't want to hear the truth.
Let's just move on, shall we? 1-300-800-222. I mean, we're not here for a political largy bargy on the Mighty Challenge. We're here for a bit of fun. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lines are free if you want to grab one. We're up to question number 11. Bobsled says, I didn't fly Bamboo Airways. There was too much pandemonium. No, oh, that's not bad. Not bad. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. We're up to question number 11. Developed in the 1100s by a Zen Buddhist monk, the traditional preparation of which beverage requires a bamboo whisk? Tracy in Launceston. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, yeah.
That's good.
What do you think? Developed in, I mean, it's a tough one. Developed in the 1100s by a Zen Buddhist monk. Really? The traditional preparation of which beverage requires a bamboo whisk?
Is it matcha?
Yes, it is. It's matcha. That's right. Mm. Matcha or matcha? Correct.
Mm.
Question 12. We're in bamboo. You can stay here or you can move. They might be giants, citrus fruits, or hormones.
Oh, I think I'll give the hormones a miss. Could I try citrus fruits, please?
Yes, you can. Citrus fruits. Question number 12. The name of which lemon-lime soft drink means an elf?
Lemon-lime soft drink. Sprite.
Correct.
No brand name.
We're not saying it's a brand name, Tracy.
No. It's generic.
Mind you, it is one of those brand names, a bit like Coke or Fanta, isn't it? Which has been around for so long that, seems a bit mannered to call it a lemon carbonated sweet drink. Well, we could. All righty, 1-300-800-222 is my number. We're up to question 13. We've turned the corner here, Tracy. Lines are free if you want to grab one, by the way. Do you want to stay with citrus fruits?
Yeah, oh, yes, please, Phil.
Nagami and Maiwa, or Miwa, are varieties of which small citrus fruit? Nagami and Miwa.
I think I'll just say lime.
No, not limes.
Not limes. Thank you.
Thanks, Trace. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jackie says, I agree with you, Jackie. Let's not get into T-shirt wars, shall we? I mean, I'm not saying you're getting into them, Jackie, but let's not get into T-shirt wars. Shares from Enmore has the same view about the matter. Karen from Mullumbimby had Sprite, so did Jay from Lake Bunga, John from Arimple. Diana from Woodnelling's got the right answer here, yes. Yeah, good. Shelley, hi Shelley.
Hello.
Question 13 we're up to. Citrus fruits. Nagami and Maiwa, or Miwa, are varieties of which small citrus fruit?
Small
citrus fruit.
Kumquat?
A kumquat. Correct. Yes, a kumquat. a slightly bitter little fruit, but lots of people love kumquat marmalade. Question 14. We're in citrus fruits.
Yep.
Also known as the shaddock, what's the largest citrus fruit in the world?
Oh. How do you spell shaddock?
No, we don't do spelling, Shelley.
That's all right. Largest, is it a jackfruit?
Not a jackfruit. Thanks, Shelley. Bye-bye. Not a jackfruit. No. Not a jackfruit. Lawson in Beechworth. G'day, Lawson.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Up to question 14. We're in citrus fruits, also known as the shaddock. What is the largest citrus fruit in the world?
Ooh, would that be, what's it called, pomelo?
A pomelo, yes, it is. Pomelo, correct. Yeah. No, that's all right. You're probably right. Question 15, we're in citrus fruits.
Okay, we've got to stay with citrus.
Okay. Which South American country produces the most oranges worldwide?
South America. I'm terrible with geography.
We might move on here, Lawson, because let's not go searching for things. Mike from Hamilton Hill. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, mate.
Question 15, citrus fruits. Which South American country produces the most oranges worldwide?
I'm going to have a guess at it, but I just thought the lemon one that I was on hold for, I thought it was pronounced Maya lemon because I planted one not long ago.
Oh, Nagami and Maywa.
Yeah, Maya. I thought Maya is what I thought it was. But my mum was desperate to get another one. So.
Oh, it's a variety of lemon. Is it a variety of lemon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Must also have a variety of kumquat.
M-E-Y-E-R, something like that, I think. Yeah.
No, this is different. This is an M-E. This is M-E-I-W-A.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, I know what you're saying. No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a Maya lemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I know that.
I thought that was what you're getting at. I was sort of on hold to Dave and stuff. I missed kind of what was going on.
No, that's right. I know what you're saying there. You know, the Maya lemon, that's pretty common, actually, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very, very well-known variety of lemon.
Yeah, we've got one.
Anyway.
One growing along with a few other citrus, but and an orange, but I'm going to have to take a stab at Argentina.
Not Argentina, no.
All right.
Okay, right, thank you. Not Argentina. Which South American country produces the most oranges worldwide? Cameron from South Perth. Now, Cameron, are you home or not?
I'm certainly home after 14 days, and it's wonderful.
Hooray! Good news. Cameron's been stuck in hospital for 2 weeks, and some of those, he was supposed to have a procedure and got knocked, delayed for, in the end, 3 days, wasn't it, Cameron?
Three days because of casualties and urgent stuff,
You were, and to use the technical term, Cameron, you were ramped.
That's not funny because I was referred to get to Royal Perth as quick as possible, and we were there at 10 o'clock, and we didn't get unramped until 4 p.m. Before anybody looked at me. But, wonderful service, and absolutely dedicated staff. Absolutely dedicated.
Good.
Just marvellous people.
Yep, and the procedure was all good and proper, and you're back home and feeling well.
Absolutely, feeling the best I've felt for years.
How about that? Yep. Good news, Cameron. I'm glad in the end it all worked out for the best. Good on you. Question 15.
Now, to answer your question.
Which South American country produces the most oranges worldwide?
Well, most orange juice in Australia comes from Brazil, so I'm saying Brazil.
Correct, yes. That's right, Brazil. I try and only buy Australian orange juice. It says it's Australian on the bottle, Cameron.
It's a bit funny because if you actually look at it, it usually says, 25 or 30% Australian content. But, no.
No, mine's my label. I buy one that says on the label. I mean, don't worry. I've been around the block a few times, so I know about these claims. But it does say on the label 100% Australian oranges. So, yeah.
But most orange juice drunk in Australia comes from Brazil, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
And that's in, not orange juice as such, but as a component of all other things.
Yep, all right. Yes, there's a lot of orange juices made from reconstituted and concentrate and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
The funniest thing, or the saddest thing, is Australia imports most of its lemons from America.
I know in my greengrocer shop, that he had lemons the other day, which were USA lemons. Although Aussie lemons must surely be coming in by now. But most lemons in Australia are imported from the US?
No, out of season.
Oh, out of season, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I don't quite understand why they should need to be out of season. You know how with apples, they pick apples and, they go into those cool stores and then get released all year round.
Yeah.
Wonder why lemons aren't the same.
Well, Australia's got such a diversity of climate that you could grow them all around the year round.
You'd think so. Yeah, you'd think so. Maria from Seaview Down says, it's very easy to buy Aussie OJ. The cheaper brands are imports. We've got a choice. Yeah, well, that's right. That's true. I do try and, as I say, I'm a fan of oranges. I don't drink it all the time, but I drink one a day, Cameron. It usually wakes me up. But
most other people have a coffee.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I'm told you shouldn't have it. Everybody, if I asked Luigi Fontana when he's on the program about it, he would say, don't do it. But, I don't know. Question 16, citrus fruits. Right. We've got one left here, otherwise we can move.
What are the others? I've just gone there.
They might be giants, bamboo, hormones.
Well, we'll go bamboo because I know very little about it.
In which Australian state would you find the town of Bamboo, Cameron?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah, well, it'd have to,
oh, we'd you have d- to be you did ask for it. What's that?
It would have to be Queensland.
Correct. Are you saying that for any particular reason?
Oh, well, that's where most bamboo in Australia grows.
I was trying to think about that. I suppose that's probably true, isn't it? You're in South Perth. I'm just... you wouldn't get bamboo up in the Kimberley. No, you wouldn't get it up in the Kimberley, would you?
No. I lived in the Kimberleys for 11 years and never saw bamboo.
It's far north. It's north enough, but it's not wet enough. It's not wet enough. Yeah. Is that the reason?
Yeah.
I'm sounding like I'm an expert on bamboo growing, but I'm not, Cameron. Shoalwater Shane says, yet another good thing about WA is the fantastic Harvey Orange. Is that right? Okay. I don't know.
Harvey used to grow a lot of oranges, but the supply to West Australia than oranges, but they've pulled most of the orchards out.
There's have they really?
Yeah. Very, very few oranges produced in Harvey anymore.
Sam from Harvey, who knows all about the Rolling Stones, would know all about the orange juice, presumably.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that Harvey made great orange. I do know that WA is the home of the Pink Lady Apple.
Yep. There's a big orange on the highway at Harvey. You drive past and then turn and go into Harvey.
Oh, okay.
But that was when Harvey was the centre of orange production.
Oh, okay. Mm. Bobsled says the town of Bamboo must be in the sticks. Not bad, Bobsled. my mate started Just Juice. Says my texter, and he would say a tropical juice was made up of all the juice, all the fruit that was in season. Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Ray at the Bay says, try buying Australian juice that's not made from concentrate with no added sugar. There'll only be one bottle if you're lucky out of 30 different brand options.
Yeah,
that's probably true too. All right. Mike from Hamilton Hills says, Hamilton Hills are traditionally a very Italian area in Perth, and for the last few months have been containers out the front of so many houses with a sign saying free. They're full of lemons. It's ridiculous how many lemons are around, but only for a few months. Yeah, well, that's true. If you've got a lemon tree, they all come on at once usually, don't they, Cameron?
Well, that's true, yeah. And they just fall on the ground. Nobody wants them.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. All right. Someone's asking, where did you live in the Kimberley for 11 years?
Where did I live?
Yeah.
At Fitzroy Crossing.
Fitzroy Crossing, okay. Shoalwater Shane's taking you on. He says, if you lived in the Kimberley for 11 years, you should know there's no S at the end of it.
That's a bit Kimberley, hard. Yeah.
That's true. Kimberley. It's the Kimberley, not the Kimberleys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Harvey still has the big orange, apparently. It's up on an old water tank stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, best value OJ is buying a bag of oranges from the market and juicing them by hand. Fresh, sweet and cheap. So, yeah, that's fair enough. Question 17. Now, where are we? We're in Bamboo. You can stay there if you like, or...
Might as well.
Or you go back to Citrus Fruit. Staying in Bamboo. How about this one? Which sitcom character of the 1960s was played by an American saddlebred called Bamboo Harvester?
You lost me there.
Mm.
Yeah. Good night, Phil.
All right.
Nice chat.
Nice chat, Cameron. Thank you. And I'm glad you're back on the mend. Speaking of Harvey Orange, is here Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Presumably you love oranges coming from Harvey.
Yeah, I bet you're not talking about the big orange in Harvey.
Yeah, well, I was. Why?
Yeah, well, before that was that orchard there, the big orange, used to be a dairy farm.
Well, you mean before it was an orange farm, an orange orchard?
Yeah, it used to be a dairy farm.
Oh, okay.
And I used to work there. Oh. Milking cows on the dairy farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is before the dollars and cents came in. Guess how much I was getting a week?
When was it, Sam? Give us the time.
In 63.
1963, you wouldn't have been getting much more than a pound a week.
No. 13 quid a week.
Okay. Yeah. You're overpaid, Sam.
Yeah, and then I remember when they stopped milking cows then and they put an orchard in.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right, we're up to question number 17. We're in a category called Bamboo. For which sitcom character of the 1960s was played by an American saddlebred called Bamboo Harvester?
Well, I wouldn't have a clue. I'll pass on to someone else.
No worries, Sam. Thank you. Thank you. Joanne from Irimple has got the right answer. Yes. Jackie said, when I stayed in Hamilton this year, I didn't buy a single lemon. I just took them from a tree in the street. Okay. Lorraine says, I thought I was buying Aussie pistachios, but now I wonder. Aussie pistachios, but sorted in China. Yeah, you've got to read the packet, don't you? What's said on the packet is pretty telling sometimes. Is that right? Because Lorraine sent me a picture of the pistachios, natural pistachio kernels, with a pretty well-known brand, grown in Australia, it says. And then it says, sorted in China. Well, hang on. They're grown in Australia and sorted in China. How does that work? All right. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
There you go.
Yeah, not bad. Where are you headed to? I can hardly hear you, Paul. What are you in the car, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. I can hardly hear you. I tell you what, I might put you on hold and see if we can improve that line a bit because it's I don't think anybody else will be able to hear you either. Question number 17, Bruce from Lura. G'day, Bruce.
This is Bruce. Is it the right Bruce?
Is it the right Bruce?
There you go. Because I have the radio off now. So.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. You're the Bruce. If you're Bruce from Lura, that's you.
That's me. There we go.
Question 17. Which sitcom character of the 1960s was played by an American saddlebred called Bamboo Harvester?
I have absolutely no idea. I only grew up with one. I'm in my 60s, sir, and I grew up with Mr. Ed, and I'm assuming that's all I've got.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Mr. Ed was an American saddlebred, a breed of horse, and he was called, when he wasn't playing Mr. Ed, he was called Bamboo Harvester.
So really?
There you go.
No.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
Yes, Mr. Ed, he started things, Mr. Ed, didn't he? There were, I mean, you can draw a line from Mr. Ed all the way through to, what, Skippy and Flipper and other TV shows too. I'm trying to think, is there a talking animal show on at the moment, Bruce? No,
don't think. Look, I don't watch television anymore. I'm just always a streamer these days.
Okay. This is what's happened, you see. We're a podcast streaming audience and the glorious days of broadcast, they're not over, but, you know. They've changed.
Well, that's the beauty of radio, though. See, we're all still addicted to radio, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I agree. I think we always will be. I think we always will be. Look, you know, late at night, all being together is fun, I think. And I don't think it'll never change.
Never.
I freeze my lemons in ice cube trays, says my texter. The lemon juice, I presume. Oh, okay. A very popular fruit in far north Queensland is a lemonade tree, originally from New Zealand. Squeezed by hand, it'll beat any OJ you can buy. Is that right? Is there a talking animal show? There's parliamentary question time, says my texter. Oh, come on. Diana from Woodnelling says, hang on, Bluey. Bluey's a talking animal. Oh, yeah, but he's a cartoon character. I'm trying to think of, that's not really like Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed was the real deal.
Absolutely.
He was a real horse called Bamboo Harvester, and yet he spoke to us in a way, Bruce, didn't he?
Oh, and look, it's his owner, Wilbur. Where, was it Wilbur's?
No, it was Wilbur. Wilbur Smith.
Wilbur Smith, maybe. I can't remember.
Alistair says that controversial sports commentator, Rex Hunt, used to say the ball hit the Wilbur post.
Wilbur post. Oh, there you go. That's not it. Wilbur.
That's it. Wilbur. Yeah. James says, I like the talking cat in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh, okay. And Wade in North Adelaide reckons we should be careful of all these pistachio nuts that are sorted in China because they may have listening devices in them.
Stop it.
And he reckons, this is cruel, is it? And he reckons they used to use peanut butter on Mr. Ed's gums to make him talk.
Oh, now that would not surprise me.
Yeah, I suppose they did. It was back in the 60s, and I wouldn't think animal cruelty and animal mistreatment was probably rife, wasn't it, Bruce?
Is peanut butter for a horse, is that so bad? I don't know.
I don't know whether peanuts are bad for horses. Yeah, they rub peanut butter inside his lips to make him look like he was talking. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know whether that's good for the horse or not.
I don't either, but... Let's just move on.
Righto, question number 18. Now, we've got no more bamboo, so you can choose between they might be giants, citrus fruits, or hormones.
Try hormones.
Back to hormones. It is hormones. No one's had a crack at this category at all, so... Also known as the stress hormone, which hormone is released into the blood from the adrenal medulla?
That would be epinephrine or adrenaline.
Not correct.
Ooh.
No, not correct. Sorry, Bruce, thank you anyway. Jack from Dianella's keen on lemonade fruits. I don't think I've ever tried a lemonade fruit. Glenn from Penrith reckons the peanut butter story is a myth. Oh. Razza from Dunolly says, you know you've got no friends when you have to buy lemons. Shane says, it wasn't Buffy that had the talking cat, it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You need to speak to Trev overnight on about these television matters. He's the expert. George from Melville. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. I had a nice swim today.
Did you? Whereabouts?
At the Leisure Fit Berrigoon Pool in Perth.
Oh, I thought you might have been down to Cottesloe, George.
No. There's too much UV. I get sunburned.
Get eaten.
No shark.
You get knocked. You get your leg taken off by a shark or sunburn. That's right. There are many things to watch out for. Hey, question 18. We're in hormones, also known as the stress hormone. Which hormone is released into the blood from the adrenal medulla?
Don't know, Phil. Sorry.
No good. All righty, George. Thank you. Anyway, Malcolm from Bunbury in New South Wales. G'day, Malcolm.
Oh, good morning, Phil. How are we?
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. What do you reckon? Also known as the stress hormone. Which hormone is released into the blood from the adrenal medulla?
Oh, well, yeah, that's not adrenaline, and yeah, not on the testosterone.
No, not testosterone, but it gets one off the table, I suppose. Paul from Geelong, have you fixed up your line there? G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. Also known as the stress hormone, which hormone is released into the blood from the adrenal medulla?
I don't know. I have a crack at cortisol.
Correct. Very good. Yes, it is. It's cortisol.
I know it's considered something that makes you stressed.
Yeah. Question number 19. We're in hormones. You can move to They Might Be Giants or citrus fruits if you like.
Go back to citrus fruits, please.
Back to citrus fruits it is for question number 19. Last one in citrus fruits. Which orange-coloured citrus fruit takes its name from a city in Morocco?
Orange-coloured citrus fruit.
Orange-coloured citrus fruit takes its name from a city in Morocco.
I wouldn't have a clue. I'll just go an orange.
Not an orange, no. Sorry, Paul, no. Not an orange. Thank you for the text on Mr. Ed. As actor Alan Young recounted, it was initially done by putting a piece of nylon thread in his mouth, but Ed actually learned to move his lips on cue when the trainer touched his hoof. In fact, he soon learned to do it when I stopped talking during a scene. Ed was very smart. Okay. Zen from Melbourne also had the same theory about Mr. Ed. It wasn't peanut butter. A lot of people are saying it wasn't peanut butter. That's a myth. All right. Aidan, sorry, I'll come to you in a second, Aidan. Peter from Five Dock. G'day, Pete. Hello, Peter. Pete, you there? Peter from Five Dock. Hello. Oh, he's there, but not coming through. What about Aidan from Brisbane? Hi, Aidan.
Hi, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Good. Question number 19 we're up to. Which orange-coloured citrus fruit takes its name from a city in Morocco?
Honestly, I called for the cortisol one because my mum says it to my sister and I all the time when we argue that we raise her cortisol. So I've really got no idea, but I'll just guess and say tangerine.
Correct. Oh, yes, it is. It's a tangerine because it's named after a city in Morocco called Tangier.
Oh, the more you know.
The more you know. The more you know. You learn stuff, you see, on the Mighty Challenge.
I know.
Okay, we've got two questions left in the They Might Be Giants and four left in hormones, six left.
I think I'll move back to hormones because
back to hormones. Question number 20, Aidan. Which hormone is responsible for the development and regulation of the female reproductive system and secondary sex characteristics?
Is it estrogen?
Correct. It's estrogen, yes.
I'm on a two win streak.
You're on a two win streak. Yeah, yeah. Good work. Hormones. Hey, question number 21. We're in hormones.
Yeah.
Which peptide hormone is known as the love hormone?
Is it serotonin?
Not serotonin, no.
Ah, well.
Thank you. That one makes... Oh, that's supposed to make you feel good too, I think, serotonin, isn't it? Yeah. Little Brother Trucker says, where is Eric to set the record straight about Mr. Ed? I think Eric's around. He doesn't often ring us, but he has done. Jen from Noonable says, Phil, fruit is the plural of fruit. I don't think you need to say fruits. Oh, I see, Jen. So you don't, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, no, you have a point, linguistically, etymologically speaking. Matthew from Q, hello.
Hello.
Which peptide hormone is known as the love hormone?
Oh, I'm not entirely sure, but I'll guess ecstasy.
No, it's not. Thank you, Matthew. It's I think that's the name of an illegal drug, which is based on MDMA, I think, isn't it? Is it not? All righty, we'll keep it in the pocket. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions left. We'll take answers to those straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, we're up to question number 21 here. Peter from Five Doc. G'day, Pete.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Yes, we're in a category called hormones. Which peptide hormone is known as the love hormone? Someone was suggesting ecstasy before the news, but I think they were having a lend of me.
Is it oxytocin?
Oxy what?
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it. Oxytocin?
No, it's not oxytocin, Peter. I'm a stickler for things here. As you know, it's not oxytocin. What about Eve in Perth? Hi, Eve.
Hi.
Which peptide hormone is known as the love hormone?
It's oxytocin.
Tocin. Yes, oxytocin. Correct. Oxytocin. Is that harsh? I don't think so. Is that harsh, Dave? No, Dave doesn't think it's harsh. Question number 22. But he's all loved up with Queen, you see. He's getting ready. Question number 22, Eve, we're in hormones. You can stay there if you like. Otherwise, you could go to They Might Be Giants.
I'll stay in hormones.
Staying in hormones. Glucagon, which increases blood glucose levels, works in opposition to which other pancreatic hormone?
I think it's insulin, possibly.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer, insulin.
Correct. Yes. Yes, glucagon, which increases your blood glucose levels, works in opposition to insulin, which tends to moderate your blood glucose levels, doesn't it? All right, three left. One in hormones, two in They Might Be Giants.
I'll finish hormones.
Question 23. Eve is on a roll. I can sense it. Which hormone? Eve, which hormone is injected into the body with an EpiPen?
Oh, I know this because my daughter's allergic to peanuts, so it's adrenaline.
Correct. Yes, adrenaline. Did you hear Norman Swan the other night talking about that peanut allergy? We talked about it on the program here.
Yeah, and I actually texted in. They didn't get to my answer. I feel like we did all the recommendations. She had peanuts really early.
You know, oh, okay.
It still didn't make a difference. Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting because, I mean, I feel a bit like you too. I'm sure what he was saying is right, that might help some things, but that doesn't explain everything. That's true. And when people say there were never was any peanut allergy, I think there probably was. But, you know, when I think about when I was at school, you know, there were probably kids suffering in all sorts of ways, which no one...
Yeah, there's probably just more awareness about it now as well.
I think that's right, yeah. Hey, we've only got two left, and Eve's on a roll. Eve's on a roll. You heading home, Eve, or heading out?
No, I'm heading home. I've just played in a concert.
Oh, really? Okay. What sort of music are we playing?
Oh, I play in Wazzo.
Okay.
We played a Baroque concert tonight at His Majesty's.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. Which instrument do you play, Eve?
Cello.
The cello. Beautiful. Lovely. Yeah. That's a magnificent instrument, the cello. Just lovely.
Oh, I think so, yeah. Mm.
No, well, I think it is, you know. You know how there are some instruments which you think, you know, like the bagpipes, the obvious exception, which has tends to have irritant value. The cello does not, does it, Eve?
No, no. I would add the flute to the irritant value, but that's just my personal opinion.
Oh, I'm with you on the flute. No, I agree with you. And how about the recorder, Eve? That's got high irritant.
Even worse. No, especially because that's a primary school instrument of choice.
Yeah, but it's got a high irritant value, recorder.
Yes.
Alrighty, question 24. They might be giants. The last two questions are from this category. They might be giants. Which giant, Eve, is the champion of Gath in the first book of Samuel?
Oh, I would have absolutely no idea, so I'll leave it there.
I bet you know the answer.
Oh, well, hang on. Let's just say it again. Let me think about it.
Which giant is the champion of Gath in the first book of Samuel?
My brain's not working after playing lots of notes tonight, so, yeah, it's not coming to me.
Good on you, Eve. You did well. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Isn't that nice? Lovely. A cello player. Well, you see, if she wasn't driving, we could ask her to play. It's not quite the same as asking to sing, though, is it? You have to get it going, get it out of the boot, set it up. Steve from Perth.
Good evening.
G'day. I just had a sudden. I had a sudden thought. Gee, I wonder if Steve's in the same car as Eve. But you're not.
Yeah. No, she's not here.
Question 24. Which giant is the champion of Gath in the first book of Samuel?
No real idea, but is it Goliath?
Correct. Yes. That's wow, one. One. Okay. Yeah. That's why I thought Eve might get it, because that's right.
I had a bit of time to think about that one.
Yeah. How many giants do we know in the first book of Samuel or any other books of the Bible too? Well, you know where that leaves us.
Oh, my God.
I know. It could be a right Barry Crocker here, Steve, or it could be something else. Question 25. They might be giants. Complete the line from Jack and the Beanstalk. Be he alive or be he dead?
I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
Oh, yes. I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Very good, Steve. Excellent. Look at that.
Thank you very much.
You can walk in the front door and say, guess what? I just won the Mighty Challenge. How about that?
I'm going to do exactly that.
That's right. No more disrespect in this household. Hey, look at this.
That's right.
Perfect. Get some details from you, Steve. Don't hang up. Hang on. And we shall get this out to you. Yes, nice challenge. No good fun, everyone. Jane from Homebush had Goliath. Harry in the Bay had grind his bones. Jackie says, how rude. I was about to compliment Eve and her cello, but not after that flute comment. Recorders and even piccolos are irritating, but not flutes. Oh, I know. We've set a cat amongst the pigeons here. Why did they teach harmonica instead of recorder in primary school? Says my texter. That's a good point, a good question. Kids would love harmonica, wouldn't they? They would. Oh, I would think so. Barbie from Newcastle says, Goliath. I think you say it like Garth. Really? Now you can play Birdhouse in My Soul by They Might Be Giants. Yes, all right. Eve was in Wazzo, which is, after all, the West Australian Symphony Orchestra, which is a big deal. Yeah, good on you, Eve. Well done. Thank you. I thought you might get there. I thought you might just guess Goliath. All right, that's it for the Mighty Challenge. Nice work, everyone. Thank you to everyone who phoned and texted as well. It has been a fun week on the Mighty Challenge.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.